Matthew and Mikey.
It's very apropos that we're playing smooth here, Rob Thomas and Carlos Santana, because this guy is the definition of smooth. And I know, because I've known him for a long time. Coach Seth Greenberg, he'll always be the coach to me. I don't care about this ESPN big shot studio guy. He'll always be the coach to me. What's up, Coach?
What are you doing, my friend? Well, I'm undefeated for the last 4 years.
It's so great to talk to you. Say hi to Neil Jackson sitting in with me.
You got it. Neil, good to see you and visit with you. And you're with one of my all-time favorites.
Coach,
this has got to be a big-time show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. It's huge.
Coach, I've known him for a few years, and we got to know each other talking about The Godfather. So,
yeah, that's our friendship is based on. Okay, you're up in New York, right?
Yes, I am. I'm sitting here looking right down at 9th Avenue.
Oh, baby. My hometown. There it is. This is the Champions Classic, right?
Yes, Champions Classic. Not a bad little doubleheader, you know.
No, it's all right. I mean,
Duke in Kansas, yeah. Michigan State, Kentucky. It's not a bad little doubleheader.
Yeah, it's all right. And we were just talking about the fact that the college basketball season just started a few days ago, when we've already had some of these really, really good basketball games with great teams.
Oh, it's been terrific. I mean, you think about this. We go from the Armed Forces to Champions Classic to Feast Week, which the Maui Invitational is unbelievable,
yeah,
as are our other tournaments, right to the ACC Big Ten Challenge. I mean, that is an incredible start to the college basketball season. And then you've got all these games coming up. You've got Kentucky and Louisville and Kentucky and Kansas. I mean, you've got terrific preseason games that are not games. They're more events.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. It's a good thing, because once January comes and the SEC season starts for Kentucky, it's over. We might as well just wait till the tournament starts, because the SEC sucks, Coach. Let's just say it. I mean,
well, you know, it's going to get better. Because
yeah,
recruiting in the ACC is getting better, and here's the thing they've done, Matthew, and you guys, you understand this. They not only hired coaches, but they invested in programs. So,
yeah,
like, you know, you not only hired, you know, Ben Howland, but you changed the way you run your organization. You know, so you're hiring coaches that have built programs at success, but you've given him the infrastructure and the resources to build the programs. I think in the SEC, they've never invested in the business of college basketball. They've invested in coaches at times, but whether it's facilities, the manner in which you conduct your business, the infrastructure internally in terms of marketing, promotions, the league is getting better. And I think you're going to see that, even though, you know, again, Georgia losing to Clemson,
mm-hmm,
the start of the season was not good. I mean, you've had some early season losses, but the big thing is, look, they got to win some. Everyone goes, how do we get more teams in the tournament? Win non-conference games. You got to win non-conference,
yeah,
games. Texas, yep, A&M's got to win. Florida's got to win. Georgia's got to win. Vandy's got to win. You know, Vandy got smacked the other day in their opener. So that's how you get more teams in the tournament.
Yeah. Neil, you have anything you want to ask, Coach?
Well, I was just wondering how the East, or you guys are big ACC. I was wondering what Georgetown was going to look like this year.
Well, Georgetown's obviously in the Big East. Georgetown's,
right,
going to be one of the most improved teams in the Big East. They got a kid named Rodney Pryor, who transferred from Robert Morris. It's interesting. Robert Morris College in Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, had two kids transfer. This kid, Marquise Reed, scored 8 straight points to help Clemson beat Georgia. And then Rodney Pryor had, I think, 36 the other night for,
yeah,
Georgetown. He made 8 threes.
Hello.
I really think Georgetown's going to be really good.
That's Neil. And by the way, here in Kentucky, they know Robert Morris, Coach. If you'll remember,
yeah, Bobby Morris.
Yes, if you'll remember Bobby Morris,
homecoming.
Yeah, in the NIT, nobody wants to talk about Bobby Morris here. All right, let's get to Kentucky, because obviously everybody knows about Coach Cal and the one and dones and the freshmen and all the success he's had. But this year he's got two or three seniors he's got Derek Willis, and Briscoe has been fantastic. He's the leader of this team. But even for them, just watching their first few games here, these freshmen, De'Aaron Fox is spectacular.
He's like the Roadrunner.
He is.
And he's gone. And he's a one-man fast break is what he is.
Yep.
He has the ability to change speeds, change direction, and get to his top speed in an instant, which is so hard. He's got a lot of different layups, which if you're going to be a driver, you need to be up to that. He's a willing passer. But really where he excels, where he should excel is some guys contain defensively. He disrupts defensively. He gets hands on balls, which creates easy offense and basically like an interception in football.
Yeah.
Malik Monk is a world-class athlete. Bam obviously can.
Right.
He's like a mountain masquerading as a man. But it's going to take time. Everyone wants it to happen now.
Right.
But it takes time. But Cal is so good at figuring out his team. And I think that's what makes him special.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to my best friend this weekend, and one of the adjectives he used to describe the Kentucky team is just thoroughbreds. When this team gets out and runs, I don't think a team that another college team in the country can hang with them running as much as they want to for 40 minutes.
Yeah, here's the thing: they do have to run, but you got to defend to run. You got to get stops to run, and you want to run, then you've got to be able to be active and alert defensively, get deflections, get rebounds, force contested shots. So you can get out and you can run,
and
that's what John's trying to get them to do. Like I talked to John this morning, and his biggest concern is that these young guys, and they admit it. I read an article in the Iron Fox the other day. They don't know that you can't take plays off.
Yeah,
you're trying to win a national championship. You got to learn to compete every single play. That's a process for these young players.
All right, in the couple minutes we got left with you, I have two questions. First. How much do you miss coaching?
I miss the interactions. I miss preparation. I miss practice. I miss the relationships you have with players and helping guys get somewhere they can't get themselves. I miss it a lot. But
yep. You got a pretty good gig, though.
Yeah, it's bad, huh? it would have to be a very special situation for me to leave it. But right now I'm very comfortable and very appreciative of the opportunities they give me.
And secondly, how is your wonderful family? And Neil, his family is awesome.
Thank you. They're great. My daughter just had her senior night for Villanova Volleyball. She's getting ready to graduate, go to law school.
Ugh.
My other daughter got married a year ago.
Ugh.
My oldest daughter's doing great, so I'm very fortunate.
When I would be at Virginia Tech when you were coach, they were kids. How could this be happening?
Yeah, because we're all getting old.
Yeah, I know. I know we are. All right. It's so great to talk to you. You know how what I think of you and always will. And do me a favor. Punch Jay Will in the head for me and tell him to call me. Will you?
I will.
Okay.
I'll punch him in the head even if I don't tell him to call.
Punch him twice then. That's great.
Coach, I got to say it's been an honor to talk to you, and any friend of Matthew's is a friend of mine.
Okay.
You got it, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach. See you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Seth Greenberg.
That's
awesome.
A great guy.
He's just awesome. Awesome. I really had fun with him. I used to see him all the time when he was coaching, and he's a very bright guy with a great sense of humor and a great family, as I said. So it was great to talk to him.